rock and roll. Welcome back into hour three of the Pat Walsh Show on KFBK News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1530 AM on your radio dial, and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I did want to make a mention real quick before I get out of here in this last hour that, excuse me, I do a music radio show on Monday through Friday in the afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. here on the West Coast. And it's on an internet radio station, which is really kind of cool. I think you'd really like it. It's called That 70s Channel. And there's a number of ways where you can find it. But as long as you know That 70s Channel and the iHeartRadio app, you'll find it. I'm on 3 to 6 p.m. and I'd love to have you listen. Okay, so in the last hour, we were talking about who should be the new face of Mount Rushmore. Because I got this really high-profile job. You know, I'm the master of something. And so I scoured the property, and I figured out that there's room for one more face. There's room for one more face on Mount Rushmore, and Jack has a suggestion. Go ahead, Jack. What's up?
Well, good evening to you.
Right back at you.
Well, I think without the following person that I'm about to mention, there'd be a very good chance that Mount Rushmore wouldn't exist today.
Ooh, now that's the kind of headline that a caller should lead with. Okay, go on, Jack from Rio Linda.
That person is General George Patton.
Absolutely. Wow. Not a president, but definitely fits the mold.
He probably would have made president if he wasn't killed in an auto accident.
You know, I kind of remember something about that, but not completely, Jack. Huh. What a way to go if you're a general of the Army, right? Dying in a...
Well, that was a shame.
Yeah, I can say that for sure. Okay, Jack, I appreciate your thought on this matter, and I appreciate your call and your time. 916-921-1530, 800-834-1530. As I mentioned, I was going to move on to a different topic, but I want to make sure that these folks that are calling and spending time on the hold line, for instance, Caesar has been holding for 9 minutes. Caesar, go ahead. What do you think about this Mount Rushmore situation?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I agree. General Patton was an American patriot and hero. But I do agree with the last caller who said MLK. He faced diversity at all points, not to mention he always gave the most Christian approach to it. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
That's true.
Following the second paragraph of the United States Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, therefore endowed their creator in certain unalienable rights, that these are life, liberties, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, he was a martyr.
Caesar, I think we all are going to have to take a step back and think about this for a while. I really don't see that they're going to be putting a new face on Mount Rushmore, but it's fun to think about it, and your suggestion is well taken. All right, let me see. Oh, all right. Let me get this on my phone real quick. Let's see what happened to it. Okay. Give me a minute. I wanted to share with you. It's a letter from a Vietnam vet. And here's how it goes. Once I finish this, I'm going to want your feedback. 916-921-1530. You know the numbers. 800-834-1530. Here we go. Dear Mrs. Griner. I'm sorry. Dear Ms. Griner. We hope this letter finds you in good health, and we understand you are having some rough times in your life. We are a group of old Vietnam combat veterans from North Carolina. Our average age is around 70 years old. We call ourselves the Bunker Boys. We spent a lot of time living in rat and snake infested holes in the ground known as bunkers. When we were not in bunkers, we were crawling through the jungle being shot at. We must be honest and tell you that the only thing we may have in common with you is that we, too, were drafted. We noticed you were drafted number one in the WNBA draft a few years ago. Since we all were drafted, we thought we might let you know what it was like when we were drafted. Unlike you, most of us had no college. The people of the United States drafted us. We consisted of all colors, religions, and personal beliefs. We had no choice of which team we played for, Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. We were sent halfway around the world to fight and kill people we didn't know in a place we had never heard of. We were paid, we know you can relate to this, $3 a day. And we were required to work 24 hours a day if needed. When we returned home, many of us were treated very badly by our fellow Americans. We were spit on and hit by bottles and rocks as the police stood by and watched. We did not complain. We just continued on in life and made the best of it. We fought for God, family, country, and of course the flag and the national anthem, a poem that was written by, of all people, a lawyer. He wrote the poem, Anthem, as he watched bombs fall and kill fellow Americans. Ever since that night, our nation has played that little poem before millions of social functions. For some people, it's just a little song. For a veteran, it is a reminder of how many men and women of all colors have given their lives so the rest can have the right to be free. We found in our research that you requested the national anthem not be played at sporting events. We find it odd that now you are requesting the citizens of the United States to pay for your release from a jail in Russia. Yes, we the taxpayers are paying for all of those diplomats working on your release. Our government told you and all fellow Americans in Russia to leave Russia after the invasion of the Ukraine. You play basketball in a country that is known to treat Americans badly. You fly a great deal and must know by now all the rules of what one can bring into a country. All of us that travel know the rules for entering a foreign country. You are a guest and must go by the rules of the land. By your own admission, you are attempting to bring an illegal substance into a country that is known for its long prison sentences. You had to know this because you're making $1 million a year to play a game and you hold a college degree. At 6'9" tall, you know that security officers are going to focus on you from the moment you stand in the boarding pass line. We also noticed that you are now saying you placed the drugs in your luggage by accident. Please, please, that is something an 18-year-old would say. We also found that your net worth is somewhere around $5 million for playing a game. For old guys like us, living on a fixed income, that's a lot of money for just playing a game. Don't get us wrong. We're not against you. We all went and fought so all Americans can have the freedom to make their own choices. We just hope the next time you have to endure the playing of that little poem, you will pay close attention to the land of the free part. Wishing you the very best, the Bunker Boys. With that, we're going to take a break. If you'd like to weigh in on this, 916, let me stand, hold on. 916-921-1530, 800-834-1530. You, my friends, are listening to The Pat Wall Show with Sweet Lou Gallagher on KFBK News Radio.
When you're at home, you can always listen to KFBK. Just ask your smart speaker, "Hey Google, play KFBK on iHeartRadio."
It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one. The biggest story, perhaps, of this evening is the one that I just read from the Bunker Boys. By the way, welcome back to the Pat Walsh Show. Sweet Lou Gallagher, filling in. I hope you heard that. It was rather lengthy, but a good read. And I hope that you'll respond to that story by calling me at 916-921-1530, 800-834-1530. Listen, on Pat Walsh's show, you can say what you want to. We're going to respect what you have to say, as long as you're speaking honestly and truthfully, and we honor both sides to every story. Although, I'm not sure there's another side to that story. Steve in North Highlands, thanks for calling the Pat Walsh Show, buddy. It's Sweet Lou Gallagher. What's up?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
You got me, right?
Yep.
I'm an admirer of how you conduct your shows. I've heard from time to time. But that read that you just did struck home. And I love it. And I appreciate you putting it out there. I believe that we are responsible for our actions, regardless of what we do. We are responsible for it. So, thank you very much, sir, for taking that stand.
Well, Steve, thank you very much. Let's not lose sight of the message that is in that letter, and that is it's all about the national anthem. And look, it's really easy. Steve, it's really easy for me to sit here or stand here on a soapbox and wave the flag. And that's really easy to do. But that's not me. I'll tell you what is me. What is me is respecting this country and that poem / song so much that when I'm watching NASCAR on Sunday, and they're doing the pre-race ceremony, and of course NASCAR does it every single race, they do the national anthem. Steve, I don't care where I am, my house, my garage, a friend's house, wherever I might be, I stand for that national anthem because of how many people have died.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'm with you all the way. I mean, people don't understand that what got us to where we are required people making compromises and giving up their life to get here. You know, there's a lot of movies about that, you know, like Saving Private Ryan. You know, it's like things, just like, for crying out loud, if we don't stand up and hold the barriers to our survival, we will lose. If you do nothing, you lose. You have to do something.
Well, we're stronger together. We are stronger together. And we have to put aside our distances, our colors, our religions. We have to. Yes. We all bleed red.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I totally agree. I don't consider myself a conservative. I'm a constitutionalist.
I like that.
That document said it all. Stick with it. Don't screw with it. Don't change it.
Nope.
Everything needs to align with that, and we will be fine. You know,
Yeah.
You're gonna get me on my goddamn soul.
Okay, there we go. We lost you. You can't do that. But we let you go as far as we could. I appreciate that call. 916-921-1530. 800-834-1530. I think in as much as Ms. Griner can say that she doesn't want the national anthem played, and she has the right to say that, I also have the right to read this letter. And Kendall and I discussed it, and we thought it was an important enough message. We were talking about content earlier. The reason that I was able to give such a good read on this letter is because of the way that it's written. It's not just me. We all have to make changes because the world is changing around us. And if we don't adapt, well, we're doomed to repeat our mistakes. And that's very sad because smart people don't. And we have so many smart people in this country. If we could corral them all and put the brain power together, there isn't anything that we can't do. You know, we were once the number one country in the world. China, as Donald Trump would say, is right around the corner, my friends. And they're ready to jump. You have to remember, the people, as our caller was saying, the people that wrote the Constitution, they knew what they were doing. That's why it's been around for over 200 years. And sure, there have been some changes. But, you know, we don't need to be changing that much. It's what made America great. A lot of smarter people have come before us. And a lot of smarter people will come afterwards. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, why don't we have really smart people in those positions? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they can make more money in the general sector. Is that right? No. But getting back to our letter, the national anthem. Where do you stand? I don't mean to bring this all up again after that Kaepernick situation, but I really would love to hear from you. 916-921-1530, 800-834-1530.
When you're at home, you can always listen to KFBK. Just ask your smart speaker, Alexa, play KFBK on iHeartRadio.
know, something happened in baseball yesterday that I don't think has ever happened before. And I'm going to tell you about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Hang on. It's the Pat Wall Show. Sweet Lou Gallagher filling in. And we were talking about a letter written by the Bunker Boys that I read for you. And Steve in North Highlands has some thoughts on Ms. Griner. Steve?
Yeah, Lou, thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
You know, that lady is a world traveler. And she's got a crew of people, advisors, somewhere along the line. And the fact that she went off into Russia with drugs in her suitcase, that's nobody's responsibility but hers. She is responsible for for what she created.
Yeah.
I have nothing against the lady in person. I don't even watch women WNBA, but you know, it's like whatever you do, you are responsible for it. You are sitting at a stoplight and somebody hits you. Well, you're responsible for being the right and being in that spot in the first place.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this country is going to go and bail her out for something that she's responsible for. I mean, I don't wish her any ill will. I don't, 9 years seems like a long time for the crime that they say she did.
It is a long time.
Yeah. But for crying out loud, you know, people need to take responsibility for what they do. You know, anyway. That's all I had to say, okay, sir. Thank you very much for taking the call.
It's been a pleasure, Steve. Thank you for calling the Pat Wall Show. Appreciate it. All right. Here's something you don't hear about every day. A player by the name of Rodolfo Castro is an infielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And while the Pirates were playing the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday, or last night, Rodolfo's iPhone, I can't even. His iPhone fell out of his back pocket while he was sliding head first into third base. Seeing that the phone slid out of Castro's pocket while he was sliding into third base was a truly weird experience and an unexpected moment. And that's because bringing a phone or any electronic device with you into any dugout is against the rules. The only devices allowed are Major League Baseball approved iPads and PitchCom, the wireless communication system for pitchers and catchers. While bringing a phone into the dugout, we were talking about bringing drugs into a country. While bringing a phone into the dugout, or onto the diamond in your pocket, is against the rules. It seems pretty unlikely that any cheating was going on. Teams that cheat go to great lengths to hide it, as we learned when the Houston Astros 2017 cheating scheme came to light in 2019. So if the Pirates are cheating, they're really, really bad at it. Their record is 44-66. And one of their players had a visible iPhone in his pocket when he came up to bat. An iPhone that fell out of his pocket for the entire world to see. Since that level of incompetence is probably impossible to achieve in today's Major League Baseball, excuse me, it seems more likely that Castro forgot he had his phone in his pocket after being in the clubhouse. And that's exactly what he said. And I quote, "In all reality, I just remember getting dressed, putting my pants on, getting something to eat. Never did it ever cross my mind that I still had my cell phone on me," he said. "I went out there, put my sliding pad in my pocket, never felt my phone, which I highly doubt, and just went out there, and what happened, happened. To be honest with you, I don't think there's any professional ball player that would ever even go out there with any intention of taking a cell phone out. It's horrible that it happened to me." Yeah, it is. "Obviously, it was very unintentional. I didn't mean to do this, but you did it. It's something I didn't even know I had on me. And to be completely honest with you, I feel horrible. Even though it was an innocent mistake, Castro and the Pirates could still face discipline for Major League Baseball. And I got to tell you, I really think they should. In our leftover stories for the day, royal nicknames. You're going to love this one, Kendall. Maybe I should have cleared this one first. Royal nicknames don't always make the most sense, but neither do common ones most of the time. But according to Mirror newspaper, Kate Middleton had, emphasis on had, a cute name for Prince William that we pray she doesn't use anymore. It's not quite not suitable for work, but when you consider that the royals are all about propriety, stiff upper lips, and sweeping any sort of controversy under the undoubtedly plush royal rugs is enough to make just about anyone blush. Here it comes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me take a sip of my water. Hold on. If you're driving, you might want to pull over.
Uh-oh.
Should I have cleared this with you, Kendall?
I mean, let's hear it.
When you hear it, it's too late. The tabloid reports that Case used to call Prince William Big Willie.
Wow.
Let you marinate on that a bit. Thankfully, the paper also notes that the name has now been retired. Whew. Because they certainly couldn't get away with using it today. Apparently, Big Willie.
Not so big anymore, huh?
I said it again. Who sang that song? Bobby Vinton. There, I've said it again. However, let's see. Apparently, Big Willie goes back to the couple's college days. However, guests of the royal wedding got a taste of it when Prince Harry used the name during his wedding speech. I hear it. Just a reminder that even the royals love to embarrass their siblings at the most inopportune times. Here we go. Said it again. Oh, play it, Kendall.
I said it. What more can I say? Believe me.
All right, I think we got time for one more story here before the break. Full House alum Lori Loughlin, here we go, down the rabbit hole, may no longer have social media, but fans of the popular 90s sitcom recently spotted her on Instagram, hanging with Uncle Jesse, John Stamos.
What?
Yes. To kick off the weekend, the actor posted on Instagram a video letting folks know that he would be performing with the Beach Boys at one of their tour stops. You know he does that? Were you aware of that?
No.
Stamos has been playing with the Beach Boys for years.
Wow.
Well, set to the rock band's hit song, Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna Kokomo. John energetically played the conga drums. In the background, the former Hallmark actress grooved to the music and sang along. The Kokomo Dancers featuring an old friend, John captioned. The snippet posted on August the 5th. Though the Fuller House star didn't name Lori in his message, fans immediately knew who he was referring to. Without skipping a beat, followers took his Instagram comments section to celebrate the mini reunion, and many were overwhelmed by the sight. All right, I'll tell you what. There's more to the story, but I'm going to take a little break. My stomach is hurting from laughing from so much. This is the Pat Walsh Show on KFBK News Radio, and I'm your slacker host, Sweet Lou Gallagher.
Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Coco,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna dance.
to the Pat Wall Show on KFBK News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1530 AM, and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You can also find a podcast of the Pat Wall Show there that Kendall puts together. And you can go back and listen to any show you want. All right, last segment of the show. And while we accept as fact that some drivers on U.S. roads may take medications, a new AAA Foundation study found, where do you hear this? Nearly half, yes, I said half of U.S. drivers may be using potentially driver-impairing medications. And worse, many of them have no idea that their medications can hamper their ability to drive safely. Nearly 50% of respondents in the study of drivers age 16 and up admitted using one or more drugs with potentially impairing effects. Antihistamines, cough medicines, antidepressants, prescription pain medications, muscle relaxers, sleep aids, including barbiturates or amphetamines in the past 30 days. The proportion of those choosing to drive is higher among those taking multiple medications. What? More concerning, as if that wasn't concerning enough. Many who took these medications to combat depression, pain, or sleep issues were not even warned by their healthcare provider regarding the possible dangerous impact on driving. Many PDIs, or potentially driver-impairing medications, have potential effects that can be dangerous when mixed with driving, including, and not limited to, dizziness, sleepiness, fainting, blurred vision, slowed movement, and attention problems. While the number who responded saying they consumed only one of these PDIs in the past 30 days, it seems low in the context of AAA's almost 50% figure, they do not account for respondents who are using more than one of those medications, which is where the response rate balloons to more than 40%. I know there's a lot of numbers here. I'm sorry. Further compounding the issue is the fact that among those who responded yes to using any number of PDIs, a large number indicated that they had used them within 2 hours of getting behind the wheel. Now, people realize, going back a few days, we had Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and that changed the way and brought more awareness to drunk drivers on the highways and their repercussions. Right? Now, are you with me on this? Okay, well, the fact remains, in today's day and age, the chances are almost more likely that you are going to run across a person on a dangerous drug than you are drunk drivers. It's entirely possible. How do we stop this? Well, I mean, it's easy to say generalizing is stronger laws. But I mean, I don't know. Is that going to change things? The study discussion also points out that some PDIs can actually have beneficial impacts on driving. The amphetamine category, for example, includes medications prescribed for conditions such as ADHD or narcolepsy. Am I that close? I am. Many of these medications, if used properly and under the supervision of a doctor, are net positive influences on their recipients. That's it for me, my friends. I hope you've had a good time tonight. I know I have. My name is Sweet Lou Gallagher. You can catch me on That 70s Channel weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific, that70schannel.com. And I will see you the next time I get to fill in for my good buddy Pat Walsh. Thank you, Patrick. Thanks, everybody.